This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. Coming up, an update on Jim Harbaugh. He is, it feels like, negotiating a contract with Michigan while trying to entertain offers from the NFL. Chargers, Falcons, maybe the Raiders in there. Maybe there's another surprise team. All quiet on the Cowboy front as well. The Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni, will meet with the owner, Jeffrey Lurie, later on today. And we'll see if that's an exit interview or just, you better get your act together because you're on double secret probation. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Poll question from hour one, Seton. And what are we going to go with in hour two?
Got a bunch of options for hour two, Dan, okay. But hour one we had up there. Who would you rather coach your NFL team, Bill Belichick or Jim Harbaugh?
All right.
Right now, 69% of the vote, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. I guess it depends on, there's one place I see Bill Belichick, and I understand it, and that would be Dallas. Because I just think that you bring in immediate respect to that locker room. And we always talk about you can lose the locker room. And I've been around teams that have lost the locker room, coaches who've lost the locker room. And it's not a pretty sight. And it's really hard to get it back. That's why when you have coaches, Mike Tomlin's one of those guys who commands respect, and Mike Vrabel, and there's certain coaches. When they're in the locker room, players aren't goofing around. They're listening. But I think if you're going to bring in somebody to replace Mike McCarthy, can you reset everybody? Can you reset the locker room? Because really, it feels like they're a coach away, a culture away, a philosophy away from being that Super Bowl team. But I would make sure that you bring them down a notch. And hopefully this loss to the Packers did that. Don't be talking about games 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now. Don't be talking about what luggage you're bringing to Las Vegas. Don't do any of that. Even if you're joking, don't do any of that. What's in front of you? Greatest player of all time. Tom Brady fell in line with what Belichick was saying. Well, when he does, everybody else does. And that's what you're going to need. Coach, you know, the coaching staff who can command respect, and the players are going to buy into it. Like, look, what's going on with the Raiders? Like Max Crosby is like, I'm not playing for anybody other than Antonio Pierce. Here is the Raider defensive lineman.
It would be absolutely ridiculous and insane if we didn't bring back AP and give him an opportunity. I mean, like I said, we've already had the opportunity to do this, and we went, you know, we didn't stick with what we had, and, you know, we f***ed it all up.
Yeah, that was Rich Bisaccia, and he had the respect of the locker room. Having that is important. And I think just morale and message that's sent, and when you do lose, that you believe in that coach, that you will respond, will come back, will be better. You know, the Eagles, Nick Sirianni lost the locker room. They never recovered. And you would think with all that talent, okay, let's just snap out of this. They didn't snap out of it. Well, that's really on the coach. And I think that's, if I'm the ownership, talking to him today is, what happened? And how can I be confident in you that you're going to recapture that? And it wasn't one game. The Cowboys lost one game. They lost their way, one game. Now, it's a big, big day, big game, big loss. Philadelphia lost its way for 2 months. That's not by accident. That's not, hey, we took our opponent too lightly. That's, I don't know if I have the respect of these players. And once you get it, you never want to lose it. But when you do lose it, man, is it hard to, you know, recapture that. Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports will join us, give us an update on Jim Harbaugh. He wants some specific language in his contract at Michigan if he's going to go back there. Not about the money. It's about language in the contract. Have that for you. Also, Michael Irvin, the playmaker, will join us coming up a little bit later on. What's the poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor?
Got a couple options here for you, Dan. Well, one, if you were Bill Belichick's sons, which would you? Would you stay in New England or would you go with your dad?
Well, if my dad was coaching the Cowboys, I would go to the Cowboys. But there's a report that Bill Belichick's two sons, who were on the staff with him in New England, have been invited to stay on the staff in New England. I don't know how awkward that is, but it feels awkward. Like, hey, we got ownership didn't want Bill Belichick anymore. We're starting to get details now about that relationship or lack thereof. You know, that relationship was fractured a while ago with Robert Kraft, his son, and Bill Belichick. They weren't on the same page. And I guess that had been going on for quite some time. And then all of a sudden, ownership got more involved because it always felt like, man, Kraft family staying out of this, letting Bill, you know, buy the groceries and cook the groceries, and everything's great here. It feels like there were two tipping points. One was when Belichick famously loves to get rid of a player a year earlier than a year later, gets rid of Tom Brady, goes to ownership and says he can't play anymore. And then he goes to Tampa, and of course, he could play a little more. The other part, and then Robert Kraft says, you know what, you told me he couldn't play and he just won a bleeping Super Bowl. And the other one is Mac Jones, because it feels like Mac Jones was involved in a tug of war between ownership and coach, and that coach may have played Mac Jones more than he should have because he wanted to show the Krafts that Mac Jones was not a starting quarterback. So there's a lot of dynamics. So this is the greatest coach of all time and one of the most respected owners in the NFL. And it got ugly, real ugly at the end. All right, we'll get some phone calls here. 3 days until playoff football. Got snow coming into Buffalo, but it won't be an issue for the game. Big snow coming in tonight and tomorrow, but I'm going to guess you get fans out there for $20 an hour, bring your shovel, and let's see if we can clear the stands this time. You know, when fans went in there, there were certain sections where it wasn't cleared. There's no place to put it. Unless you're dumping it over the top of the stadium. Look out! Sorry! You just sit on the snow. Although, the one thing that would concern me if I was the commissioner, first of all, late starting games in cold weather climates. There are a lot of people who suffered from hypothermia in Kansas City. 7 people treated for hypothermia. So if this is about the fans, which it's not. It's about TV. But, you know, you get these fans who are out there for 4 hours, 5 hours, and Buffalo's going to be the same way. Also, the snowballs that were being thrown, that would have been a, or should be a big concern for this commissioner with what was going on. Because it felt like there were snowballs on the field in that game. It felt like the Pittsburgh receivers had some snowballs thrown at them. And I don't know if that's going to be an issue coming up this weekend. Yes, Paul?
I'm reading back about the Buffalo Bills. You know, the new stadium coming to Orchard Park, I think it's fall 2026. It says that they had light discussions about putting a roof on it or retractable, but it never really went anywhere for a multitude of reasons. They said the fans would want open air, of course, I think in Buffalo. And also the idea of having a retractable roof for the hopes of a Super Bowl is so unlikely it's not worth the investment, I guess they said.
Well, I always thought that if you build a stadium, you got a Super Bowl. I mean, the Giants got one.
Buffalo can't get one.
Yeah, but why not? The infrastructure?
Well, I think it starts with the stadium being open air in a place that's way more snowy than New York City.
True.
Yeah, I think that starts there.
Yeah, but it feels like if you build a stadium, then you get a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But, I mean, can't you do it where you can have it open air? You can decide if you want to have it open or closed, but when you get to a Super Bowl, it'll be closed?
I'm looking at the renderings of the new stadium. It's gorgeous. It's a very nice bowl stadium. It's glass. What if you had some type of, like, you know, those heating systems in cold towns, when you're at a bar and they have the heat things that shoot out heat? What if they had those above people's heads?
I don't think they care. No. I think the fans are fine.
They don't want to be comfortable.
No, Bill's Mafia. Hey, come on.
Heated seats? Radiant
no,
heat?
No, no, no. You don't want any amenities there.
No.
That's not the way we do it. That's not the way we did it when we were growing up.
We put the men in amenities.
Yes.
Whatever.
A couple of phone calls in here. Let's see. How about Sean in Tampa? Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Dan and Danette. 6-3, playoff ready, 190.
All right.
Just wanted to give a shout out to Todd Bowles, Dave Canales for doing an old Cal Naughton, Ricky Bobby shake, and Baker Mayfield on the Philly and the Eagles. We definitely bottled them up, looking playoff ready. After week two when we smashed Paulie's Bears, I just knew we were going to make the playoffs and make this run. So I just wanted to say, go Tampa, go Todd Bowles. You boys have a good rest of your week.
Thank you, Sean. I like that it was the win over the Bears that led Sean to believe, now I know this is a good team.
We're going places.
We beat the Bears. Richie in Wisconsin. Hi, Rich. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Todd Bowles is a great coach. Watched him a couple years. And the whole time I thought, he reminds me of somebody. And now that it's been in my head, I thought, I got to put this into Dan Patrick. So, Nipsey Russell.
Oh, you got to be. Yeah, that's an old reference there, Richie, which means you're old, Richie.
Respect.
Yeah.
Match game, 75.
Thank you, Todd. Michael in Atlanta. Nipsey Russell was a comedian. Not to be confused with Nipsey Hussle, but Nipsey Russell, comedian. Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Dan, 6-1, a bulking 200. Yep, so I got two things for you. You mentioned Patrick Mahomes. He sounds like Chad from Traeger. I suggest you play back the interviews with Justin Herbert. He sounds exactly like Paul Walker. It's kind of like hearing a ghost.
Oh, wow.
And next thing, I saw the Iron Claw this weekend. Thank you, Mark, for the recommendation. It was fantastic and a tearjerker for sure.
All right, well, thank you,
but
Mike.
I kind of wanted to just bring up Jeremy Allen White. I've heard Seton a couple times get a little excited talking about him. It's starting to give that it's a little bit of a man crush. So I was wondering if Seton would admit to it and wondering if you guys have your own man crush yourself. Mine's Jude Law, and I'll hang up and listen.
I was watching a little bit of The Talented Mr. Ripley last night with Jude Law is in there.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Matt Damon.
Great scenery in it.
I did love the scenery. Didn't like the movie. And a cameo Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yes.
In that. Seton, do you have a man crush on Jeremy Allen White?
No, I don't. Jude Law is like an all-timer for sure. Dude, it's just an absolute stud. Jeremy Allen White right now, it's probably the hottest thing going. Almost to the point where it's like, good God, man, can you just turn it down a little? Can you just chill out? Because it's like...
They were big winners there with the Emmys.
Massive winners with the Emmys, yeah.
Yeah, the show. Yeah,
that season two of The Bear was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was really great. He's about as hot as it gets right now, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see where Better Call Saul went, I think, 0-73 at the Emmys?
53, maybe, something like
that.
In
the history of the show, they got nominated, whatever, 50, 60, 70 times. They didn't win.
Ofer.
They took an ofer.
Okay, now... Following your logic, Dan, is it still an honor to be nominated?
Yes.
And would you rather just keep losing because it's better for the brand than win one of those?
If you said that we weren't going to get nominated or we would win one, or if you said we could go 0-53 or I could go 1 and that's it, I would take the 0-53 over just the 1 win.
So one nomination, one win,
yeah.
Or 53 misses.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Man, I want consistency. I don't want just a one and done. 0-53, that's pretty good. Although I can't put 0-53 on a mantle. So, like, you know, it's not like they give you an award like that. Oh, 0-53. Yeah, but Better Call Saul.
But doesn't this set up Bob Odenkirk to get an award for maybe something he net, you know, like, man, we've overlooked this guy for a while, and he's in some type of TV show or whatever. Mm.
I don't know if he'll be in anything better than Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
He does have that one appearance in The Bear, where at the Christmas episode of season two,
yeah,
where he's the dad.
I only watched about 20 minutes of one episode, the first episode, and that was it. And I don't know why I didn't like it other than, or I didn't, it's not that I didn't like it. I was like, okay. And everybody kept saying, oh man, you got to watch The Bear. Wait, you don't like The Bear? And I'd be like, no. Yes, Todd.
Did you guys see the beef at all? It seemed like every time I flipped back to that, they won another award. It was constantly awards for the beef.
And
or beef, maybe it's just called.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
That's where you have two drivers who are out to kill each other.
Yeah, it's like a road rage.
Yeah, road rage, yes.
That just like goes out of control. Oh, that's a really good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I watched about 15 minutes of that too. Man, you got to get me or I can't hang in there. I try.
Yeah, but you do that to, like, things that are considered some of the greatest of all time.
I know.
And you're like, yeah, I got that about 20 minutes.
I know.
It's like, this greatest show ever.
But if you said, you know, Born Identity is on for the 87th time, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I look at my movies and TV like comfort food. Yeah, it's just Shawshank. Yeah, I'll watch that.
Why not? It's a good ending.
Yeah, I haven't watched Titanic. I mean,
no spoilers.
That was on last night. I'm like, I don't have enough energy mentally to watch those. Yes, Marv.
That's like me watching Philadelphia for the 189th time. Tom Hanks and Denzel is like Kobe and LeBron in 08.
And we'll take a break on that. We'll check in with the Michigan Wolverines and Jim Harbaugh's contract. Ask. I don't want to say demand. Well, maybe it is. Maybe they are demands. We'll have that for you coming up next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy.
You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, in an hour from now. Jim Harbaugh interviewed with the Chargers, yesterday interviewed with the Atlanta Falcons while negotiating a new contract extension with Michigan. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist, New York Times best-selling author, had some nice juicy details about this with what Jim Harbaugh is trying to put in his contract, the language. Good morning, Dan. Enlighten our audience on what Harbaugh is trying to put in this new contract extension.
Well, I think, look, if he gets offered the right job in the NFL, he's going to go to the NFL. I think that's a fair expectation. So this is really a backup plan. I'm not really sure there's anything Michigan could do other than some absurd financial amount or something that could keep Jim Harbaugh if he finds the intriguing offer. But there's certainly the backup plan. So it's, you know, 6 years, $11.5 million guaranteed base with some performance bonuses that would make him either certainly the highest paid in the Big Ten, perhaps in the whole country. Some of these new deals, we're not sure all the details. There are certain clauses that are unusual. He basically can't get immunity from punishment for either of the two current NCAA investigations that are going on. One into whether he misled investigators who are looking into a bunch of level two violations. And then, of course, the Connor Stallions situation with the advanced scouting and the sign stealing. There would be a set deal that in future violations, there'd be kind of a matrix defined if anything else comes up, of series of fines, really laying out some different things that could happen in the future. He's trying to not execute this deal. Even if he were to agree to an extension right now, it wouldn't go into place until February 15th, which is pretty smart, because right now his buyout, if a team wants to hire him away from Michigan, they owe Michigan $1.5 million that dropped on January 11th. The new deal would maybe be about $4 million. But if it's not executed until February 15th, then that would pretty much be the entire NFL cycle. coaching carousel cycle. So, you know, he would still be on the lower deal. Different ways that he could potentially be terminated. I mean, he's trying to get everything in there that he possibly can. It's a really unique situation because rarely do we have a coach win a national championship, also be under two NCAA violation cases, and have all this NFL interest at the same time. So as with everything with Jim Harbaugh, it is its own unique contract job search situation.
But I think Bill Self has similar language in his contract at Kansas.
He does, and that might be the path here. Bill Self wasn't about to leave for the NBA while he was working that out, though. But Bill Self is essentially unfireable. And it gets to where if you're going to fire Harbaugh for cause, it would go to like a three. It wouldn't be the AD who could do it. It would be a three panel arbitration, kind of stuff they do with presidents of universities. It's pretty creative to get as much protection for Jim as you possibly can going forward. And a quick aside, the NCAA has got a new system in place called strict liability for head coaches, so that if anybody on your staff, any assistant coach, any staffer violates an NCAA rule, the head coach is now responsible. And I think what Jim is trying to do here, and I think is going to become commonplace for all coaches, is that may be true for the NCAA, but I can't be fired for that. I can't. Normally, if there's an NCAA violation, the language would say that is cause for termination. I think what all these coaches are going to say is that's not fair. There's 100 people working in this football office. There's 25 working in this basketball. If somebody does something somewhere, I can't lose my $10 million a year job. So he's a little cutting edge on that one, that the coaches aren't too in favor of this new NCAA standard of punishment.
If Jim Harbaugh goes to the NFL, is he obligated to talk to the NCAA with the investigation into Michigan's sanctions?
He is not. So once you're not an NCAA coach, you are free to walk away. And they mercifully do not have the power to compel testimony. I don't think we need that out of NCAA investigators.
Is it Harbaugh wants to go to the NFL? I'm trying to figure out, if I'm Michigan in this situation, like at what point do you say, we're going to move on here? Can they move on from Jim Harbaugh before Jim Harbaugh moves on from them?
You know, he's 40-3 in the last 3 years, just won the national title.
Yeah, but they won six games without him on the sideline.
They did, but they won half a national title in 1997, and the one before that was 1948. So Jim Harbaugh has a tremendous amount of support. Certainly amongst the fans and boosters, okay. And the school, they want to keep him. But I agree with you. I think there's only so much you can do. And look, if you want to go to the Chargers, go to the Chargers. And look, there's seven jobs open now. We could still get Dallas. We could still get Philly. Probably not Pittsburgh, we're hearing now, but you don't know. We're starting to get into real franchise. This isn't like, do you want to go to Carolina and lose and get fired in 2 years? These are real opportunities. He's already interviewed at two spots. So I kind of feel like if Jim Harbaugh can't get a NFL job this year, it's not going to happen. And if if you're Michigan, you're kind of like, look, we'll pay you. We'll give you some stuff. We'll protect you. We've been behind you all the way. But to just walk away from them, they're not ready to do that. That's just the situation. He's 15-0 does a lot for your juice on campus.
If you could place Jim Harbaugh in the NFL, knowing his personality, where would you place him?
I don't know that his personality, I don't think it necessarily matters where. I think he has to have an owner that understands that he's not going to operate maybe quite like somebody else, but guy's a remarkable football coach. So I would just want him at a ready-made winner. I think, you know, if you could plug him in and he can create the culture and the staff.
But
and
like
the whole
Dallas,
purpose.
But like Dallas with
I don't know Jerry if Dallas Jim. Is a great idea. You know, I think the Chargers would be great. There's not going to be a lot of media attention and all that. Put him in the middle of the circus and he's going to become part of the circus if you keep him kind of just coaching football. I think one of Harbaugh's issues at Michigan and the reason there's violation cases and stuff, he's not. From the outside looking in, and my guess in knowing people, he's not a manager of 100 people. He's a football coach, and he needs to coach football, not, you know, not, well, what is this assistant doing? Am I on top of this staffer? What's this guy up to? That's not him. He needs to coach football and be focused on that. I think he'd be a great coach for the Chargers right now with a quarterback, but you got to put him in as a ready-made winner. And I think he's the kind of guy that maybe can take you the next step. He certainly was, look, 4 years in San Francisco, three conference championship games and one Super Bowl. He lost the Super Bowl on a goal line stand. He lost one conference championship game to the Giants in overtime. He lost another to Seattle on a remarkable pass breakup by Richard Sherman, you know, famous pass. I mean, he was as close as you're about to get for that three-year stretch of winning a Super Bowl. Both those teams, I think, went on to win it. So he was a remarkable NFL coach. He's been a remarkable college coach, but he's going to move to his own beat, his own drummer, all of that stuff. You can't expect him to be anything other than Jim Harbaugh. You got to buy the whole package and hope it works out.
Great stuff, Dan. Good to check with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
That's Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports columnist, New York Times best-selling author. It feels like everybody that we've had on, whether it's NFL insiders, even people who cover college football, that Jim Harbaugh is going to the NFL. The longer it goes, now, I'm guessing in the next week or so, my time frame would be in 10 days, that maybe we know where Jim Harbaugh is going to go. Because what happens is, it's a domino effect. Teams are maybe waiting for somebody who's still coaching, maybe a coordinator who's still coaching. Maybe there's a team that's still playing that maybe moves on from their coach, as strange as that may sound. But it does happen. And let's say Atlanta hires Bill Belichick. So what's Jerry Jones do? What do the Chargers do? What do the Eagles do? What if the Raiders, you know, do something different? You know, do you keep your coach? Are you more likely, less likely? That's what happens, because you just want to make sure. This is what happens now. Let's say Jim Harbaugh is going to go to the NFL, or at least considering it. He's already talked to people to be his coordinators, offense, defensive coordinators, special teams. He's already trying to get a staff together of, you know, if this happens, I'm bringing you guys in. Well, they may still be on other teams right now. But this is what you do. Who's Bill Belichick going to bring to Dallas or Atlanta? That's what you do. You get a staff together, because if I'm an owner, one of the things I'm going to say to you is, who are you going to bring in? And this is just me and the owner. We're not going to let anybody know what we're talking about here. It's just, I'm going to tell you, these are the people I'm bringing in. Because I'm not just bringing in you, I'm bringing in your culture. I'm bringing in who your coaches are. I got to tell staff members, you know, Mike McCarthy's staff. Does anybody stay? Dan Quinn, what if he takes Seattle? Does that mean you're more likely to move on from Mike McCarthy? Less likely. Like I'm, you know, trying to understand the ownership aspect of this and what is going on right now. Harbaugh already knows who his staff's going to be. Belichick probably has an idea who his staff's going to be. Antonio Pierce keeps his staff with the Raiders. You know, what's Carolina do? Who wants to go into that mess? How long are you going to be there? You're going to give up your job now to go there? Maybe you get a promotion. You might not be there in 2 years. The Chargers. Who's going to be the offensive coordinator for Justin Herbert? All of these things, you know, it's the ancillary stuff, but it's all inclusive in hiring somebody. All right, a couple of phone calls here. James in Texas. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
What's going on, Dan?
Hey, bud.
59185. Just a quick follow-up about kind of silly, stupid questions that have been asked. I grew up playing a bunch of junior tennis. Ended up finding myself sitting next to Andy Roddick on a flight. Played it cool. Didn't talk to him. Didn't ask for an autograph. And then once we land, I finally broke down, and I said, hey, man, huge fan. I thought he had a tennis academy in Austin. So I did it. I said, how's the tennis academy? And he said, I don't have a tennis academy. And I tried to save it. I was like, no, I thought that, and it was not good. And he was like, no, bro, no academy.
All right. Gave it a shot. Could have been a lot worse, like a lot of people listening in on your question. Because sometimes you can ask a question, and it's just you and that person. There's other times when you're asking a question and there's a lot of people listening in. Greg in Indiana. Hi, Greg. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. 5'8", yep. And I'm not telling. After Jim Nantz and Tony Romo were on yesterday, I was wanting to ask Paulie if he's heard from Andrew Luck lately, and if so, what his thoughts are on the playoffs.
Not really up on the playoffs. Book club takes priority. Back to you.
Yeah.
Book club.
And, of course, a lot of reaction. A lot of people love the cameo appearance by Jim Nantz, Tony Romo. In fact, they're back with us. Hey, Jim, how are you?
The brand new Murder, She Wrote, not on the West Coast. We're going to keep an eye on the Carolina Panthers. They're down 4 on their own goal line. They're going to get it out of there. Tony, what do you think?
I think they got to punch this one in, Jim. This is a big down. What would you do?
We will keep an eye on that. Thanks, Tone.
I like when Tony says, what would you do, or I don't know.
Jim's like, I'm not an analyst.
Yeah. Jim's like, that's why you're here.
Yeah. I don't know, Jim. What do you think?
When's the Masters?
I mean, I didn't know they had that in them.
It feels like you could be sitting next to Tony in your living room, because you probably have friends where you go, what do you think they're going to do? I don't know. I'd run it in.
An all-new 60 Minutes, the profile on Adele.
Yeah, Murder.
Fourth down for the Chargers.
Kevin in North Carolina. Hi, Kevin.
Oh,
okay.
No, he's going that way.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey,
Kevin.
Every time. You always catch me in the middle of work.
What are you doing?
What's going on, Dan? Well, I'm at the office trying to invoice. You know, we got to get paid in order to stay above water here.
Okay. All right. Well, how can I help you?
All right. So, look, I don't think Mr. Bowles, Coach Bowles, let that girl off the hook as much as y'all think he did, because he was a little passive-aggressive with his response. But I got two Super Bowl matchups. I want to ask, which one interests you the most? So it's 49ers versus Ravens, or the Bills versus the Lions. If you had to choose between those two, which one it is, ultimately I think it's the Bills versus the 49ers, because I think Allen's playoff experience will propel him past Baltimore next week.
Well, I'd rather have the Bills and the Lions. I'd rather have that as the Super Bowl matchup, because somebody has to win a Super Bowl. The Niners and the Ravens and a rematch, that would be great. But I would say Buffalo and Detroit, just given what's at stake. You know, those Buffalo's gone through so many hardships here. Detroit hasn't gotten to the point to have a hardship. It's just been a long slog there. Yeah, Paulie.
Bills Lions is Cubs Indians 2016 with the World Series.
Yeah, great point.
Someone has to get it.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, it's the all-new Jim Harbaugh game. Not to be confused with the all-new Jim Harbaugh game of last week. It's an all-new Jim Harbaugh game right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Man, I had a great cigar last night. It's called My Father's. It's, you can buy it. Not expensive, but great cigar. Great cigar. Had a Padron the other night. If you want to buy somebody a cigar and you really care about them, and you know they smoke cigars, if you can't get Cuban cigars, then a Padron Anniversary can't go wrong. Or a My Father's cigar is a wonderful cigar. But if you get that opportunity and you want to buy somebody a cigar or cigars for a gift, I'm recommending that to you. Yes, Paul?
Nobody ever buys someone cigarettes for a gift, like for a holiday, Father's Day or a holiday. It's always cigars.
I think we did for my dad.
A nice carton?
Yeah, a carton of Camel Unfiltered.
Oh, love.
Probably led to his death at age 54 as we were buying. Man, everybody smoking constantly. Constantly back then.
My mother smoked in the car with us in the back. When I was little, she gave it up to her credit, but she had like a Pontiac Grand Prix.
And the windows are up.
The windows are up, and we're just being smoked out. It's like the Fog Bowl with the Bears and the Eagles.
When my wife and I went on our honeymoon, this is what, 36, 37 years ago, there was a smoking section on the plane. We got the first row of the non-smoking section, which is not really non-smoking because of all the smoke that's there.
I like to be in the secondhand smoking section.
Yes, there's no partition there. We sat in this row, and the row in front of us could smoke. And I go, this isn't non. So you get off the plane, you smell like smoke. Like, who ever thought, you're smoking on a plane? Yeah, I'm okay with it. What could go wrong?
Like, the air is filtered, so it's...
Oh, yeah. Like, you catch one of the cushions on fire, carpet. Yes, Todd?
Even if there was a little partition, a curtain, that the smoke's not going to find its way in and above and under and around, a little napkin on a rope or whatever.
The smoke sees the thing that says first class. No, I'm not going back there. You could smoke on an airline until 1988. That's when they cut it off completely.
Or have you seen in the airports where they have this glass enclosure where it's the smoking section? And everybody walks by like it's you're in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
Hey, look at you.
You and like two dozen other guys packed in there. What's up? It's the worst.
just cracking off, heater after heater before you have to get on the flight.
That there are a few things worse than the desperation of knowing you're about to get on like any flight, knowing you can't smoke. And the only thing that makes it even just a touch worse is knowing that you have to go in there and choke down like three of those things in that room where everything is like that tan color of like, oh, God, that was just...
It's just, what color are the walls? Nicotine.
It's just terrible.
It's a nicotine color.
It really made you feel just, at least me, I felt terrible.
Oh, have you been in that room?
Oh, yeah. I quit smoking a long time ago, but I definitely was in that room like, oh, I don't care. The worst.
I remember sneaking one of my dad's cigarettes, and it was Camel non-filter. I remember going out to the garage. I didn't even know how to light the damn thing up. And I got dizzy. I was ready to throw up. And that's all. That was my one reminder. It's like when you have tequila when you're growing up, or, you know, that brown alcohol. And all it takes is one time to go, oh, God, that. And you smell it and you go, oh, that brings back memories. That sometimes can be a great deterrent. It's like, oh, no, not going to do that. Yeah, Seton.
This person on Twitter just said, the smoking section on a plane is like the peeing section in a pool.
Can't get away from it.
That is about as well said as I could imagine.
Yeah, I've been there before with the kids, and you're at like Disney World, and, you know, they're young, and you know that the 2-year-old is...
Oh, no.
Yeah, you just know it, and then, you know, everybody's wading into the pool.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right. Okay.
Nah.
It's time to play the all-new Jim Harbaugh game with your host, Paulie.
Now, Dan, we played this game about 4 weeks ago, and none of us can remember who we picked, so we're going to play it again. So you get 50 points for naming the team that Jim Harbaugh will coach going forward.
This sounds like the Bill Belichick game.
Oh, it's from the same people who brought you the Bill Belichick game.
All right.
And you get another 50 points by telling me which day this will happen. The news of Harbaugh's next stop will be announced when.
Okay. Todd, I'll go to you. You started off.
Jim Harbaugh will coach the Chargers, and we're going to find out at about 4:43 p.m. next Tuesday.
All right. Are you mocking me because I said Belichick next Wednesday at 3:39?
I love when you pinpoint it to the minute, because imagine if you nailed it within a few minutes.
It feels like you're mocking me.
I'm not. I really am not.
Okay. Seton O'Connor, Jim Harbaugh.
Staying in Michigan.
Whoa! And when's the announcement?
I'm going to say Monday the 29th.
Monday the 29th? I think you just took Paulie's guess.
And it's going to be a mid-show breaking. Ooh. Where we're going to be like, what, Paul? I'm going to see Paul do the, whoa. His arms are going to fly up.
Like the thing outside the car wash, the guy was blowing around. That's me when breaking news happens.
Yeah. Marvin.
Harbaugh staying at Michigan, and the news drops at 5:56 p.m. next Friday.
Whoa, okay. Yep. Friday news dump. Yep. Okay, Paulie? Yes.
I had exactly what Seton had. I had Monday staying at Michigan, so I will say after 5 p.m. Eastern, it's announced that Harbaugh staying at Michigan.
Okay. I'm going to go next Wednesday at 3:39 p.m. Eastern, Jim Harbaugh will take the Chargers job.
Somebody write these down.
Never.
That's exactly 1 day and 4 minutes after mine.
It's the exact day and the exact time that Bill Belichick is going to take the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow. That's big.
A double call.
Yeah. I don't have any sources on this, by the way. Let me see. Brian in Tampa. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan and the Danettes.
Hey, bud.
First of all, a 5'10 built for the cold 215. So first, I think I may be the first legit caller that fits the technicality of being a junior the third.
Okay.
So my great uncle was the original Ernest Bryan Gregory. My father was the second Ernest Bryan Gregory. When he went in the Air Force, he was trying to explain there were two names, so they gave him the senior designation. So I am a technical, I believe, a Ernest Bryan Gregory Jr. the third. Can we verify that?
All right. Well, congratulations, brother.
Waiting years to get that call in.
Yeah. That was because of McLovin. Robert Griffith Jr. the third. And I kept thinking, how did that happen, McLovin? Robert Griffith Jr. the third. He had the wrong last name, and he had him a junior. And the third.
He wasn't some random player from a D3 school. He was like the NFL Rookie of the Year at the time.
But didn't Sal Palantonio have a report on ESPN?
Yes.
He called somebody Junior the third?
I thought he called him Griffith Junior, Sal Pal. And I think another reporter called him Junior the third as like a local reporter.
Yeah.
There are definitely people who have used Junior the third. For sure.
Robert Griffith Junior the third.
Thank you, McLovin.
Legacy.
Classic.
Complete legacy.
Yeah. Is McLovin going to be at the Super Bowl? Have you talked to him?
I think so.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he could stop by.
Okay. Mr. Vegas. Mr. Vegas.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, will join us coming up. Final hour.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.